I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she
He's
went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend, and getting
who got
him
cucked.
To take care of them.
Yeah, like, that's the cuckening.
That is some epic mating strategy, and she wins.
No, that's called cucking.
She gets, you know, she wins because
yeah,
she gets
wins.
A stable dude to take care of some like alpha dude's kids.
There it is.
Right? In that case, she wins and he wins, and the guy loses. Or her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Where we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Funny how that happens. When you subsidize inferior people. Funny how you get more
trigger
inferior
warning.
People.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a
fur
quality
baby.
Man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
It's true. It's so true. A woman with a dog is a woman who has given up on life. It's completely
trigger warning. Facts.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Yeah, well, it's not simple.
Why is it?
It's complicated for
nearly
them.
Nearly 100%. I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is
and
it
yet there's this one woman, we know.
Of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize you.
It doesn't matter.
Who doesn't
what you
have
think.
A lot of testosterone? Women. Women.
Women. Women.
You know who doesn't do anything?
Trigger women.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
No, they're just raising future
just
school
children. To how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Whoa.
It's sad.
What?
It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. Yeah. No, this is what it
you
has
hate
been.
Women,
this
Clary.
Is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
I know. I've never had a woman flake out on me. Well, that would be impossible.
Bitch.
You, bitch.
Greetings. In case you hadn't figured it out, it is the Yes All Women Are Like That podcast. Welcome to episode 11. So, we're past the first 10 episodes. We have to stop sucking now. I've been having so much fun with Ask E. Jean. We're going to do some more. Yes, it's another episode of E. Jean. All right, without any further ado, you know where you can find me. I'm on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. Twitterverse, Gab, blah, blah, blah. Still on the YouTube at the time I'm recording this. I haven't put anything on YouTube lately, though. I keep thinking I need to get off my ass and put some more episodes on YouTube so I can get banned on YouTube. I got something. I wish I could take credit for this idea, but I can't. I got this idea from the Dick Show, Dick Masterson, and I'm going to look into it. I'll let you guys know how it works out. And if it works out, this is brilliant if it works, because it's the solution to all this fucking whining about YouTube censorship. And I don't want to talk about all that, because this is not stating the obvious or anarchy moment. This is, yes, all women are like that, and we're supposed to be more focused. I want to say one other thing. I'm talking about Dick Masterson, and in the intro there, we're talking about when a woman gives up on life, she gets a dog. Dick, in one of his episodes, he's talking about how women come to Los Angeles, the city of failure, as he calls it. He lives in Los Angeles. And they come to Los Angeles and, you know, they have this thing, oh, I'm going to make it big in showbiz or whatever. And he's talking about how the women come here and their intention is to make it big and all this other shit. And then one of the first things they do is they go out and they get themselves a dog. And Dick points out, and this is what I've been pointing out for years, once you have the dog, your life is over because you have to go home. Because none of these women, like, they don't own a house with a backyard. Right? These are chicks who live in cheap apartments. You have to go home and take your dog out to shit. Your dog can't be left alone to its own devices. So how are you going to be going out and doing the things you need to do to break into show business and working late and working early and when you have to go home every 8 hours to take your dog outside to urinate? And this is why when I say a woman gets a dog, well, and Roosh says it too, but this is why I agree with him. Because yes, when women give up on accomplishing anything with their lives, they get a dog. Because the dog is a parasite. It is like having a baby that's never going to grow up. Their entire life has to now revolve around the dog. Their life cannot revolve around their career, not that it should, but it can't, or finding a man, or everything has to revolve around the dog. Well, I have to go home and take my dog out so it can urinate. And this is a manifestation of the fact, not the opinion, the fact, that women are biologically predisposed to living a life that revolves around another entity. A child, children, babies. Women need something to mother. They need something to parent. And if they don't have children, they will substitute men, be it their husband, the boyfriend, whatever. They will substitute dogs. They will substitute society. This is where the nanny state comes from. It comes from women who want to mother and parent and protect and nurture other things. But these women don't have children. And so they take all of the effort, energy that they would focus on raising a child, and they channel this into trying to control other adults. And they treat other adults like children. That's where you get, well, you can't, you have to wear your seatbelt when you drive a car because it's for your own safety. And you can't have a gun because it's for your own safety. And all of this shit about all these things that are for your own safety and for your own good, this is all a manifestation, partially, of feminized men. So let's never lose sight of the fact that everything women are doing, they're doing because men allow them to do it, because men have become feminized. Right? In a Muslim country, in a fundamentalist Muslim country, a woman stepped up with this shit, she'd get killed. It's because feminized men in North America let women get away with it, but it's because women want to reduce everyone around them to children. Because women need children to take care of, and when they don't have children, they're gonna find a substitute. And when women start looking to control and to parent something, you're gonna lose your freedoms. Dear E. Jean, I'm 29 years old. Okay, so you're hitting the wall. You're this far away from the wall. And I still have no idea how to show a man that I'm interested in him. Okay, you're a woman. You don't show men you're interested because that would mean taking initiative. Men have to do all the work. No surprise, I've only had one actual boyfriend. I maintain high standards regarding men showing me interest. Of course you do. Of course you do, sweetie. How do you maintain high standards regarding men showing you interest? She says, I maintain high standards regarding men showing me interest. You can't have standards for somebody else showing you interest. I think you're trying to say you have standards for reciprocating when men show you interest, but it's okay. The English language is complicated and it was constructed by the patriarchy, probably for the express purpose of oppressing women. I maintain high standards regarding men showing me interest, but my subtlety in returning interest, such as a Facebook like, is so subtle that it's barely noticeable. Okay, here's your second problem. In addition to hitting the wall, you're on Facebook. You're liking things on Facebook. And you think that is returning a man's interest in you. Okay, I now understand why you've only had one boyfriend. It's called going outside. It's called putting down your cell phone. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, great one. I can't put down my cell phone. My cell phone's not in my hand. I'll die. I'll wither away. No, believe it or not, you can survive without a cell phone in your hand. You can do it. How do I get better at this? You don't. You're a woman. You can't get better at things. You're an object, not an agent. In order to get better at something, agency is required. Motivation is required. Determination is required. Effort is required. You have none of those things. You are biologically incapable of those things because you are a woman. You cannot get better. Nice try. There's a new guy I'd like to start dating. I'd like to be his girlfriend. I would like to date the CSU women's volleyball team. I mean, we all have likes, honey. It doesn't matter what you would like. Has he approached you? Has he asked you out? No, he hasn't? Well, I guess you're not going to date him, are you? Because you're sure as hell not going to approach him. Because you're a woman. You can't make the first move. I'm not stupid. Remember, whatever people say about themselves is always not true. It's always, yes, you are stupid, and you know you're stupid. I know what to do. I just can't bring myself to do it. Friends have given me the exact words to say, but when it's time for me to say them, I cower. I just freeze. Hold it. Oh my God. I need a minute here. You're going to need a minute after you hear what's coming next. Okay. Let's review. There's a new guy I'd like to start dating. I'd like to be his girlfriend. I'm not stupid. I know what to do. I just can't bring myself to do it. Friends have given me the exact words to say, but when it's time for me to say them, I cower. I just freeze. I've already slept, which means fucked. I've already fucked this guy a few times. So what signal does he need from me to let me know I'm into him? Yes, for the sex, but beyond that too. So she's spreading her legs. He's putting his cock inside of her. He's shooting cum on her face. She can't figure out how to ask him to be her boyfriend. Sure, it's a good thing we let women vote. Thanks a lot, all of you out there who, we gotta let women vote. We gotta be egalitarian. He's putting his cock inside of your fucking cunt. And you can't figure out how to ask him out on a date. I've lost some great potential boyfriends to women who are much more aggressive. So my real question is, how do I show interest without coming off like a fool? Because apparently the fact that you're spreading your legs so he can put his cock inside your cunt is not showing interest. Notice how this is great. Right? She wants to date this guy. She's already fucking him, but she's all in a tizzy because what she really wants is to date him. Now, I don't know, there's multiple ways to translate this. One of them could be that he's fucking her but not spending money on her. Once again, I will say to the man involved, bravo, you are doing this correctly. Just have sex with her when it's convenient for you and ignore her the rest of the time. That's exactly what she deserves. That's all that she's worth. I mean, she's 29. She's old. You don't want to keep her around for an extended period of time. Dear E. Jean, I'm a short girl. For some reason, everyone feels the urge to remind me of it. It's exhausting. Ah, it's so exhausting. Sometimes it even hurts. Oh my goodness. She's having emotional responses. And, can't allow women to have negative emotional responses, can we? Because no white woman from North America must ever experience discomfort. I don't understand why I have to constantly hear, oh my God, you're so short. I don't understand why I have to constantly hear, Trump is literally Hitler. I don't understand why I have to constantly hear, white people are racist. I don't understand why I have to constantly hear, the patriarchy is oppressing women. Oh wait, I do understand. It's because the 99% are stupid. It's because the 99% are inferior. It's because the 99% should be exterminated. The reason you have to hear about how fucking short you are, honey, is because you're short. And here's a question that I don't know the answer to. These people who remark about how short you are, is it men or is it other women? I'm willing to bet money that it is mostly, more than 50% of the time, it is mostly other women. Because women hate other women. And they're just trying to cut you down to size. Oh, that was a short joke. Slap your knees, kids. Oh! I know, I'm short. Am I surrounded by people with social skills of preschoolers? Please help me get over it or suggest a comeback. You're short, honey. Just shut up and get on with your fucking worthless life. Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody. Short people got no reason to live. Once again, if you're cute, men aren't going to care if you're short. I couldn't care less if a girl is cute and short. Don't give a flying shit. She'd be 5 feet tall. Don't give a, if she's cute, don't give a shit. I promise you, it's other women who are making these comments to her. Because women hate other women. Dear E. Jean, I've managed to do the impossible Oh, what? You got a job based on your qualifications, not on your gender? After years of bad luck with men, which, of course, couldn't have anything to do with you. It was just bad luck, right? It has nothing to do with you focusing on your career, you hitting the wall, you getting tattoos and piercings, you having a fur baby, you being a feminist, you whining about the patriarchy. No. It was bad luck. Had nothing to do with you. After years of bad luck with men, karma has decided my debt to the universe has been paid, and a man finally found me attractive enough to agree to be seen with me in broad daylight. Well, he probably has very low standards. There are men like that out there. I'm not going to let my hopes get too high, but this fellow did invite me to dinner. However, I have a phobia about eating in public, particularly in front of men. Years as a fat woman, suddenly the problem starts to become clear. Years as a fat woman have given me an intense anxiety about my caloric intake, and I won't consume anything more than a bottle of water in front of anyone. Now, apparently she'll stuff food in her face whenever nobody else is there. But see, if you don't eat food in the presence of other people, I guess it doesn't count. Right? There's some fucking woman logic for you. I've already suggested alternate plans to avoid restaurants, but I have no idea how to evade this forever. I'm 26, old enough to figure it out, but is there a reasonable route to conquering my fear? P.S. Never mind, the guy just canceled. Of course he did. You're fat. What you need to focus on, sweetie, is not only drinking water in front of other people. You need to focus on only drinking water all the fucking time. You need to go in a caloric restriction, and you need to go to the gym, and you need to do some motherfucking weightlifting. That's your goddamn solution. And why is it so important to find a man? What about fish bicycle? What about your career? What about your fur baby? Why are all these women writing in, how do I find a man? How do I get a man to ask me out? How do I get this man to date? I thought you didn't need men. I thought men were oppressing you. I thought it was patriarchy. Fucking fish bicycle, fur baby. You don't need no man. Don't you have a career to give you fulfillment? Dear Eugene, I've been in and out of love with several men, but I've been told by a psychic that I'd marry a foreigner, and I can't get it out of my head. Should I wait? Yes, you should absolutely make life choices based on the advice of psychics, whom you paid $40 to do a cold reading on you, which is the exact same thing they say to everybody. Once again, woman logic. Wow. Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting them vote. Really fucking appreciate it. Do you feel good? Do you feel like you're all egalitarian and shit? Are you virtue signaling enough with your running around? Of course, we should let women vote. Thanks, assholes. Thanks a lot. Dear Eugene, this is an odd career question. So let me start off by stating I'm an artist. Oh, God. I've recorded, been in bands, modeled, painted, danced, and now I am studying for a degree in graphic design, which is another way of saying that all of those things you did before you didn't make any money. And that's why you're getting a degree, because you think getting a degree in graphic design is going to result in you getting money. If you were good at any of those previous things, you'd be able to get paid for them. More specifically, I love my tattoos. Okay, so let's start counting red flags. She's an artist. She's modeled. We know what that means. I'm a photographer. I know what that means. She's studying for a degree in graphic design, and she has tattoos. I haven't totally gone the Travis Barker route yet. Right now, all of mine can be covered with long sleeves and knee-length skirts. But I've created several new designs for tattoos that could be much more prominent, knuckles, chest, etc. So my question is, how do tattoos go over in the capital of the world? I'll be starting my career looking for a job and moving to New York this spring from West Virginia. Well, your tattoos tell everybody that you're a slut. Your tattoos tell everybody that you, even more so than the normal woman, have no ability to think ahead. That you don't understand consequences. They tell everyone that you have, what's the phrase I'm looking for here? You have poor decision-making skills. You have, what? God damn it, there's a, come on, technology, stop. There is a phrase for this. Hang on. I want to see if I can. Time preference is part of what? Fuck. Come on. Hold on. Just everybody hang with me for a minute. Why is this backwards? Goddamn fucking technology. Yeah, time preferences. Because there is this study on this. Tattoos and time preferences. It's right here. I'm opening it up on the computer. Eventually. It's rendering. I mean, if you're a woman and you have to hide your tattoos with a long sleeve shirt, you've already gone too far. You may as well just continue freaking yourself out, girl. How do tattoos... Yeah, you're a slut with low time preference or high time preference, whichever the bad one is. Here we go. Abstract. 40% of Americans under the age of 40 have at least one tattoo, yet survey and experimental evidence suggests that the tattooed are viewed negatively and may face discrimination in the labor market and commercial transactions. Yeah, they are, and they do. I see especially chicks, men too, but chicks covered in tattoos, I don't want anything to do with you. In view of the potentially adverse economic consequences of a tattoo, the decision to get one may be regarded as short-sighted and impulsive. Impulsive, that's the word I was looking for. More tattoos mean a woman is more impulsive. More impulsive woman means she's more likely to ride the cock carousel and sleep with you. That's why women who have to have a lot of tattoos, they're sluts. I know. You know this one woman, and she's covered in tattoos, and she's still a virgin. That's great. Good for you and that one woman. We collect numerous measures of time preferences and impulsivity of tattooed and non-tattooed subjects and find broad-ranging and robust evidence that those with tattoos, especially visible ones, are more short-sighted and impulsive than the non-tattooed. Almost nothing mitigates these results, neither the motive for the tattoo, nor the time contemplated before getting tattooed, nor the time elapsed since the most recent tattoo. Even the expressed intention to get another tattoo predicts increased short-sightedness and helps to pin down the direction of causality between tattoos and short-sightedness. That's what your tattoos say to the world, honey, that you are impulsive and you have no concept of the future, even less concept of the future than a normal, normally functioning, sane woman. And yes, they do exist. Just not anywhere that I can find them. Dear E. Jean, I'm a guy. I recently ran into an old friend and former colleague, and we made a date for drinks to catch up. I've always had a crush on her. 3 years ago, I asked her out, but she declined because she had a boyfriend. Last year, we scheduled drinks as friends, and her boyfriend vetoed it at the last minute. Should I ask if he's comfortable this time or if he's even in the picture? No. When you ask a woman out, you don't... Okay, you need to find... If you have a man card, you need to turn it in. I ask girls out. I get turned down most of the time. But I don't ask them if it's okay with their boyfriend. I don't ask them if they have a boyfriend. I don't care. You ask the girl out. If she says yes, it's not up to you to negotiate with the boy. For example, when I was dating Lucy, we'll call it dating. When I was dating Lucy, I didn't negotiate with her fucking husband for her to come out with me. That's not my department. That's her department. No, it's not your concern if she has a boyfriend or if the boyfriend is okay with her going out with you for drinks. None of that is your concern. You say, hey, babe, you want to go out and get drinks? She either says yes or no. If she says yes, then you say, what day, what time, what place? And then you show up there. It's not your fucking problem to get approval from her boyfriend. If her boyfriend can't control his woman, then you get to bang her. Or at the very least, you can shove your tongue down her throat in the bar like I did. Dear E. Jean, I'm a bit confused, that's because you're a woman, as to why I attract the insane type. Are you sure you're attracting the insane type? Or are you attracted to the insane type because you can't tell the difference between insane and alpha? I have been literally Hitler. I have been literally Hitler proposed to on the second date by Severin 7. I have been literally Hitler proposed to on the second date by 7 different men. Okay, I got it. If this is true, and we're assuming that everything these women say is true, if that is true, then I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where you're finding these betas at, but that is, once again, those 7 men, if they have man cards, you need to go ahead and tear those up, because there's no woman alive, except for Erin Gray when she was 22 years old, that is hot enough for the great one to propose to on the second date. Okay, and Stacy Keibler when she was 22. So unless you're a 22-year-old Stacy Keibler or a 22-year-old Erin Gray, no man should be proposing to you on the second date. Any man who does that, there's something wrong with him. So I may have to admit that, yes, you appear to be attracting the insane types. I know this sounds crazy and like I'm a narcissist, but I am not interested in marriage, so the proposal thing is a bit unnerving. Well, as it should be, especially on the second date. If it's been 2 years and he proposes to you, that'd be a little different. That it's a trend is even more startling. Other men seem to want to help me, and they talk about having babies on the third date, where are you finding these men? Okay, seriously, where are you finding these men? Wherever you're finding these men, you need to stop going there. In fact, wherever you're finding these men should probably be nuked. Boys, if you're talking about babies on the third date, the woman you're with should 100% legally and morally be allowed to pull out a can of mace and shoot you in the fucking face with it. You gotta calm the fuck down, boys. You gotta calm the fuck down. Now, the only exception I'm gonna make for that is, let's say you're a man, and let's say you are very serious about finding a woman and getting married and having children. Now, in this scenario, I would say that on the third date, it is good to say to her, hey, look, I am really focused on finding a woman and getting married eventually and having children. I'm not trying to do that this month, but within the next 2 years, yeah, I would like to be married to a woman and be having children with her, say, 3 years from now. And so, where do you stand on children? You know, because the woman is going to say, hey, there, I've decided I'm definitely not going to have children. Or maybe she'll say, I definitely want to have children. Or maybe I'm not sure. So you could throw that out on the third date as a discussion topic, in the sense of, my eventual goal 3 years from now is to have children. Is that potentially your eventual goal also? And we discuss this to know if we should continue dating. Because if you absolutely don't want to have children, then I don't want to waste your time and you shouldn't waste my time, and we should go our separate ways. Okay, so if it's presented that way, I could understand it. But if you're on the third date and you're talking about, I want to have babies with you, on the third date to some girl, no, she gets to mace you. She totally gets to fucking mace you. How is it that one girl can have so many nut jobs in her dating history? Once again, we need to know where you're finding these men, because I think that's a big part of the problem. I have no clue how to attract a man who doesn't want kids or the white picket fence, and I'm a grad student in psychology. Well, you have a worthless degree. And you're running around psychoanalyzing everybody, but you don't understand anything about other humans. Exactly. Perfect. Why am I attracting this type of man? Who is the last type of man that I want? Once again, you just stop going to wherever you're finding these men. It's really that simple. Dear Eugene, I need your advice terribly! Exclamation mark. I have no other woman to turn to. No, of course you don't, because other women hate you. My husband and I were married young and went through college together, and he's just graduated from law school. I'm in my second year of a four-year doctoral program in pharmacy. Our marriage is very happy, but... Yeah, here we go. All right. Our marriage is very happy, but... He's trying to pressure me to have a baby before I finish school. Well, that's because he would like you to have a baby while you're still young, and the baby's going to come out healthy. Because despite what you saw on the internet, women can't have children when they're 45. I don't think I can handle a child and school and all the household tasks, cleaning, cooking, laundry. We can barely make it financially with our student loans as it is. Hey, if you weren't going to school, you wouldn't have any student loans. Secondly, why do you have student loans? If you're still in school, you shouldn't have any loans. He just graduated, so he's got his loans to pay back. And he went to law school, so he's not going to make much money, despite, you know, lawyers make a lot of money. No, a very few lawyers make a whole lot of money. A whole bunch of lawyers make very little money. He's telling me, oh my God, he's telling me we must do it now because I just turned 28 and I'm getting old. Well, he's right. You are just about to slam into the wall. Especially when it comes to baby making. Please tell me, am I being unreasonable? Now see, this is a great example. This is where the man should have talked to the woman before they got married and said, I want to have kids. And I want to have kids before you turn 30. Yada, yada, yada. And you should have gone through all of this with her. I have to blame the man on this one because you can't expect the woman to behave rationally. His mistake. You shouldn't have married a woman who is this old and who is going to school if you want children. What he should do is divorce her and find a younger woman who isn't going to college. But then she'll take half of everything he has, which isn't very much because he's got student loans to pay off. So basically, you've ruined your life, dude. Well, great one. What about the... I don't care about her. I don't give a fuck about her problem. Shut your mouth, drop out of school, make a fucking baby. The man has ruined his life. Good job, dude. I hope she's worth it. Dear E. Jean, this morning at the office, I was eating my chocolate muffin as usual, and my male boss, as usual, made a comment. But today, I couldn't laugh it off. Quote, that muffin is getting bigger and bigger with every passing day, unquote, he said. Quote, what's going to happen when you start eating a 5-pound muffin every morning and you don't work out, unquote. I was so angry, I couldn't speak. Yeah, well, too bad you weren't angry enough to stop shoving food in your mouth. You're gonna get fat. I mean, yeah, all right, look. Once again, you're supposed to be at work to do work, not comment on how fat people are. But remember, it's you women who came into the workplace and want to be friends with everybody and want to be lovey-dovey and want to have commentary about personal shit. You know, men go to work and just do the fucking work and pretty much don't even talk to each other unless it's work-related. So you had an emotional response to a man pointing out that you're going to get fat. Well, you are going to get fat. You're getting older, you're shoving a chocolate muffin in your mouth every goddamn morning, right? It's probably shitty chocolate, it's not like good dark chocolate that's actually healthy. It's shitty milk chocolate, it's a muffin, it's a bunch of carbs and starch and shit that's not good for you. There's a bunch of sugar in there, there's a bunch of chemicals in there. Yeah, you're gonna get fat. This is a fact, this is not an opinion. You're gonna get fat. Here we go. When I was growing up, which you still haven't grown up, when I was growing up, my family always made me feel fat. No, 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 whoa, 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 time out, whoa, stop. Stop, bitch. Your family cannot make you feel fat. Number one, your family cannot make you feel because you control your emotions. Your family does not control your emotions. Number two, your family cannot make you feel fat. Either you're fat or you're not fat. Your family did not make you feel fat. You were fat. So he really hit a nerve with the bigger and bigger. I feel even worse because I didn't stand up for myself. The thing that gets me is his assumption that I don't work out. Well, are you fat? If you are, then I'm sure you're not working. Oh, you may go to the gym and you may walk on the Stairmaster for 30 minutes, but you're not working out. I don't need a grown man, the CFO of a large company, treating me like a five-year-old in need of exercise and nutrition advice. No, but you sure love treating other people like five-year-olds, don't you? I'm sure you love making laws that control other people's lives. Women love to treat other humans like they're 5 years old, but oh, when you treat them like they're 5 years old, well, they're adults. And even if I were struggling with my weight, who asked for his help? So she's not struggling with her weight. She's accepted that she's fat and she's just going to continue being fat. Is it too late to tell him it's none of his business? How do I manage this? Yeah, you just ignore him. You just tell him, hey, I'm fat and I'm beautiful no matter how fat I am. Who gives a shit? You're fat. Go lose some fucking weight. Dear E. Jean, I recently moved into a new apartment building and there's a very cute guy who lives on my floor. I think if we were to run into each other in the hallway when walking our dogs, fur babies, I'd be able to overcome my shyness and strike up a conversation. But we almost never see each other. Do I just wait for circumstances to bring us together? Well, yes, you do, because to do anything else would require initiative and agency. As a woman, you don't have agency. You don't have initiative, right? Hashtag he for she. Women will be equal just as soon as men bring equality to them. Or do I try to be bold and knock on his door? I'm fresh out of ideas here. Even if I got up the nerve, what possible reason would I have for knocking on his door? Hello?
Hi. So it's kind of late at night and I was going to go out and walk my dog. And, you know, I just wondered because I know you walk your dog also. And I just didn't really want to go out by myself tonight because it's kind of late at night. And so I was just wondering if you wanted to take your dog for a walk also and we could walk our dogs together.
Perfectly viable. If he has any interest in you, he will go get his fucking dog. If his dog is asleep, he will go wake the fucking dog up. He will put the leash on the dog and he will walk his dog with you. Girls, this thing you do where you try to act, I want to meet this man. I want to ask this man out, but I can't figure out how to do it. It's the easiest thing in the world because if you talk to a man first, and I am a man, this is a fact, you ask any man, real men, not beta males, not soy boys, if you're a man, if a woman talks to you first, if a woman initiates conversation, any man alive automatically categorizes that as she wants my cock. Ask him, that's all you have to do. It's late at night. I want to go walk my dog. It's dark outside. Would you be willing to take your dog on a walk and go with me? My God. Just say anything. If he's interested, he's got a ball sack, which he might not because he has a dog. He has a fur baby. If he's remotely interested, he'll take it from there. God, you women make everything so complicated. Dear E. Jean, we go to concerts, dinners, movies, weddings. We take trips, separate rooms, have long makeout sessions on her couch, and have met each other's family and friends. So tell me, how can this woman with whom I'm so in love call me a guy friend? Okay, you make out with each other, but she refers to you as her friend. Okay, that's the, oh my God. I've given her some remarkable handbags. Okay, then this is why she's making out with you, because you're spending money on her. She doesn't really want to fuck you, but you're spending enough money on her that she's willing to make out with you in order to, but you're a sugar daddy. That's what's going on here. You're a sugar daddy and you don't know it. I've opened doors for her. I stayed up all night at her place when she was studying in grad school. She became possessive and weird the one time I started seeing another woman. Yes, because she doesn't want you spending that money on other women. She wants you spending that money on her. And yet she calls me her guy friend. It's been 3 years. We've had coffee 250 times. I bet you paid for it every time. Why doesn't she move forward? Why should she? Why should she buy the cow when she can get the milk for free? Why am I stuck in the friend zone? How do I leave the guy friend designation behind? You can't. You're a beta male. Dear Eugene, my boyfriend believes the only place my hair should be allowed to grow is on my head. He is absolutely right. He's adamant that women have no body hair. He's right. Eugene, really? Who has the time or energy to constantly meet a man's public hair, pubic hair requirements? Well, you do if you want to keep him. I give him oral pleasure. I keep myself trim and tidy. Why can't he return the favor? Throughout the 2 years we've been together, my boyfriend has gone downtown once. Well, that's because you won't get the hair off of it. I also find it annoying that I've been willing to try all the scary, stressful, painful, kinky stuff he wants to try because he says he finds it more pleasurable than actual sex. So why won't he make this simple effort for me? It would make me so happy. How can I get him to reform his views? Or am I asking too much? Get rid of the body hair. Maybe he'll go downtown. Hey, and then all of the stuff he finds better than actual sex, which is scary, stressful, painful, kinky stuff, you know you're liking it. You're loving every minute of it. It's your 50 Shades of Grey moment, sweetie. It's what you really, really, really want. Don't pretend it isn't. Because if you were...
Hey, don't interrupt me.
If you were good enough to get another man, you dump the guy and get another man. What's that one thing? Called a spanking. It'll fix all of your fucking problems. Every problem that Eugene gets in these letters could be fixed with a spanking.
What is beautiful in a woman?
Yeah, what?
What is attractive in a woman?
Defined
by men.
Oh,
it
men.
Is
really?
Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception.
I tripped.
I can't believe
fell down the stairs, landed on a guy's cock, got pregnant.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch.
I have a great career.
Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
Don't give a
shit. That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
What? Women lying for political advantage? That's insane. That is the most misogynistic thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, man. So in case you're wondering, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
the rock
11,
says You should know your role.
12.
And shut your mouth.
13. 14,
every woman who gets pregnant 15, out of wedlock without a committed man says, I was 15, on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.